Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Joined on the line this morning by an absolute legend of the VFL, AFL, and especially of the Essendon Football Club, with a premiership captain for a couple of premierships, best and fairest winner, three times he made the All-Australian team and once as captain, and saying a very good morning to Terry Danaher. How are you going, Terry?
Yeah, it's going well, thanks, Lee, and good morning to your listeners.
Yeah, now, calling you and having a chat with you because March 10th, a couple of weeks away, we're out at your old stomping ground at Ungerry, and there is going to be a massive tribute to the Danaher family unveiled. It's a giant Sharon. Mate, it's just fantastic, and it acknowledges not only the contribution of you and your family on the field, but also off the field as well. Look, how did it make you feel when you first heard about it?
Well, we got a call, I guess, from the Blanchard Council, and they'd sort of made a movement on doing something out there at Ungerry, and you know, to probably honour us a little bit, and and that just quickly come about. It was, they decided they were going to do it in a way of making this Sharon football, and which has been built at the present time, I think, down in Albury, and should be ready, and we'll have it unveiled on the 10th. So we're pretty pretty stoked about it, and looking forward to the day.
And of course, like obviously, your career down in Melbourne was just stellar, but you've had a fair contribution to Riverina Football League, and like was over in Ungerry the other day, and the Danaher name features prominently on the board over there. What do you remember about your time with the Wagga Tigers? Five premierships, no less.
Well, it was a great era. That period that I was up there, probably fortunately that I was able to get out of Melbourne, and with the body still intact, and I was very keen to play on, and wanted to come back to the Riverina. And that's where I cut my teeth as a footballer, and it was just how lucky was I to finish up at a club at Wagga Tigers, and as you said, we had a great 6 years there, made a lot of good friends, and had a lot of fun along the journey.
Absolutely. And then spent some time doing some coaching down in Melbourne. Now, you've obviously come across a few players over the years. We've got a tribute match going on as well on March 10th from around about 12:15, and I believe you're bringing back a few of your old mates to have a bit of a kick around.
Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate, really, the Shire asked if we could sort of get a couple of AFL identities home for that particular weekend, and I thought, well, I jumped to it and selected a couple of guys that I wanted to take them to the bush and show them where we come from, and namely Brian Wood. Brian's played most of his career with Richmond, but finished up at Essendon, a very good teammate and a friend of mine, and finished up with four premierships, three at Richmond, and picked up another one at Essendon in 85. And Gary Foles, a 300-game player at the club at Essendon, and two-time premiership player. Stan Perry, who played in the 85 premiership side, and Paul Hamilton, who played just over 100 games for Essendon, will be making their way up along with Mick Danaher. Mick is working with the AFL at present, and along with Paul, he's got a job there. So they'll be on the plane on the way up with Billy Brownless. So Billy will be working with you guys, alongside you guys, who are going to be broadcasting on the day. Will be coming also. So we just hope that we can give them a real good Ungerry welcome, and make it a great day for them.
I tell you what, you can tell how much the game means to the town, and how much the game of footy means to the town when you drive in, and it's just dry all around. And the ground itself, though, is just lush. It is green. It is the playing surface is just top notch. So it's like you're not going to be walking into a complete paddock. How often do you get the chance to get back up here?
Well, I got back up there for Christmas, Lee, yeah, you know, to spend time with the family. But it makes it hard, I guess, to get the opportunity to get away. Yeah. And obvious opportunities like these that come around that you jump at, and looking forward to catching up with, friends. And I think, we'll put a team together, the Danaher's, and we'll play a team that has representation from the whole of the Northern Riverina League. We hope to get a couple of participants from each of the sides that participate in the Northern Riverina, and that'll be great. And that just adds to the afternoon's entertainment. And I'd like to welcome anyone that's from out that area or just wants to come for a drive, come out, because it'll be a wonderful day.
Absolutely, it will. Now, I'm going to flick back to some of the people who you've played with and played against over the journey, because I remember sort of as a young fellow watching the Bombers flying around the field. Who were some of the best that you played with or played against through your time over the period of 300 games?
Look, Lee, there were some wonderful players out there, and at that time, it was always a bit of a nightmare when you had to... Not that I'd spend a lot of time on him, but I will never forget Plugger Lockett in the goal square. If I isolate you down there in a goal square on a big bloke like him, it makes life pretty difficult. Jason Dunstall, and Peter Knights was a wonderful player. Chris Mew, Gary Ablett Sr. was probably, ability-wise, was one of the best players that I'd seen. But not only that, but it's just wonderful to see the other players that even come out of the Riverina, in the likes of Paul Kelly, Dennis Carroll, and Daniel McPherson, Brad Seymour, and these types. That it's a pretty tough industry to break into, AFL, and you need a little bit of luck going your way, and those boys had fine careers as well.
Absolutely. Well, Terry, we look forward to seeing you and recognising, as I said, the contribution of your family on and off the field. When we get together Saturday, March 10th in Ungerry, the unveiling of our giant Sherrin at around about 11 o'clock, and then the game itself getting underway at Ungerry Sports Ground from 12:15 with a whole host of Danaher's and a whole host of Essendon legends. And, of course, Billy Brownless up there to commentate as well. Terry, it has been an absolute pleasure catching up with you this morning, and look forward to seeing you Saturday, March 10th.
Yeah, thanks again, Lou.
In the studio, joined by a couple of very special guests. Hang on one moment. Just got to remember to get the camera going, otherwise our cameraman will absolutely shoot me.
Yep.
Very big good morning to Bianca Miller, Jamie Way, Wagga Wagga Takes Two.
It's g'day, all g'day. Thanks for having us.
I'll turn your mic on, Bianca. That'll help. I've got two jobs this morning, turn the camera on, turn the mics on. I've nailed none of them so far.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. You've been adequate at least one of them.
Now, Bianca, you are singing in Thomas Brothers' Wagga Wagga Takes Two this year. How did they rope you into that one?
Well, Michael Patterson asked me a couple of years ago, and I wasn't living in Wagga at the time, and I sort of said, look, I'd love to do it. And then a few years passed and he sort of asked me again, and I said, if Jamie's in, I'm in. And away we went. He actually said yes to my surprise, so that's how it all began.
Yeah, because as you know, I've been a judge for the last few years. I did compete with Mum back in 2010, and it's a lot of work, as you know. Mm. So I went, I'm not doing that again unless it's for a really good cause or somebody's really persuasive. And it turns out I got two from two on this one. Yeah, we're doing it for a good cause, and my sister is very persuasive.
Very, very persuasive.
Well, you know how to push his buttons.
I do, yes.
Yeah. Pretty much
practice.
Just threaten me with violence.
Oh, that's not true.
If I don't comply.
Look, whatever works for you. I'm happy however you want to keep him in line. Now, you are singing for a cause that is obviously very close to our hearts here, Give Me Five for Kids, which is Triple M's way of assisting the kids ward at the Wagga. Oh, we're back to the base hospital now.
Yes. Sensational. Yay. I can't even say the other one.
Rural.
Yeah, I just have this real droll about it.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, oh, so does everyone. Mm. Talk to us about how you got involved with that one.
Well, Jamie and I between us have five kids. I've got three, Jamie's got two. Mm-hmm. And Jamie's oldest, Sophie, has spent quite a lot of time in hospitals in general, but also specifically the Wagga base. So I think it's every parent's worst nightmare to have a sick child. And I think behind every sick child is just a petrified parent and extended family. So if we can go a little way to helping that and helping the facility be the best facility we can have in a rural area, then I'm all for that.
Mm. Yeah. And the team down there do such an amazing job. I mean, we get to chat with them a fair bit through Give Me Five for Kids. And, yeah, just the work that they do. And each year they're sort of thinking about how they can make it that bit better.
Exactly.
You've got a huge fundraising event coming up. Tell us.
We do, yeah.
The boys are back.
They are, yeah. Well, some of them. I, as you might know, and as the listeners might know, am one of the boys, the successful cabaret ensemble that we had a really big run of shows in sort of the early to mid 2000s. So I'm bringing a few of the boys back. I couldn't get everyone, unfortunately. Brent Dollahanty is busy in rehearsal for another show, and Donnie's over in Griffith, and the logistics just weren't sort of working out all that well. And of course, Mark Grentel is busy, you know,
making
having babies and making movies and stuff. Yeah. So he's not personally having babies. I mean, that would probably be more newsworthy, but he's being a parent, yeah. So it's myself, Matty Olson, Matt Davidson, and we have Troy Fisher doing a special guest spot on the Friday night, and then Saturday night we have Dane Simpson doing some stand-up comedy as well.
Sensational. Now, it's all on up at Kildare Hall?
It is, yeah, on the 16th and 17th of March.
Yeah.
So tickets are available. We're doing all the tickets online, so you can go to eventbrite.com, or you can head to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Jamie and Bianca, and all the links and everything through there.
Yeah, and we'll share all of those, of course, on the Triple M Facebook page and Triple M website. Now, haven't really touched on this, but how's the singing going, Bianca?
Oh,
how's the coach?
Oh, he needs some work. mainly just getting him
consistency is a problem with the coach.
I mean, I'm sure he's got the skill. It's just a matter of actually seeing him do it. We'll see.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You've got the song. You know that you both know the words.
Yes.
That's also a work in progress.
She's setting the bar low. Like, she keeps saying, "Oh yeah, I'm a terrible singer." She's actually not that bad. Like, she's pretty
not
good.
True.
I've heard worse.
Oh, you've heard me.
Well, I wasn't going to say it, but yeah, I've heard worse from other people in this studio.
You did sing with Mum.
And Mum was
Sorry,
we love you, but he didn't get it from you. Settle that argument right here.
Sensational. Well, of course, Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two is on April 19, 20 and 21. And the boys' show, raising money for Give Me Five for Kids, the kids' ward at the Wagga Rural Referral Hospital, happening on Friday the 16th, Saturday the 17th of March at Kildare Cottage Hall. And grab your tickets, because this will be a huge show, a reunion show. And the boys' show will always just phenomenal.
And it's just fun. Yeah. You know, we're doing songs that people know and can sing along with, and we have fun doing them. People have fun listening to them. So it's a great night all up. I should add, too, that
we've got GoFundMe.
We do have a GoFundMe page that people can donate to if they can't make it on the night, or whether it's just a cause that they want to get behind. So that can be found through our Facebook page as well. But at the boys show, we're going to have the ticket price it's under $50. I think Eventbrite sets it at like $49.50 or $60 or something like that. But that includes like a share platter, finger food, and a dessert platter by Dave Lugton Catering. And the William Farrer Hotel is doing a bar there on the night as well. So,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be a big night, big couple of nights, actually.
Absolutely. Maybe take Monday off work for that one.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, of course, drink responsibly, you know, Liquor Act 1982 and all that. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy the journey, Bianca.
I will try.
I would say if we were on the X Factor. and you'll have an absolute blast. And, of course, on the three nights are just some of the best fun that you will ever have.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
No worries. Bianca Miller, Jamie Waite, singing for Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two for the Kids Ward at Wagga Rural Wagga Base Hospital.
Yeah.
Give Me Five for Kids. And grab the details on the Wagga Wagga Takes Two Facebook page, or indeed on the Triple M Riverina Facebook page or website. They'll be up for you very shortly.
Well, this week is Road Rules Awareness Week.
It deserves a week. I mean, today is Strawberry Day as well. Road Rules Awareness Week is probably more important.
Yeah, well, it is part of the government's push to drive down the road toll, of course. And They're basically asking everyone to think about whether they know the road rules well enough and maybe jump on the RMS website and have a quick look at some that they might not be aware of. For example, there's one road rule I wasn't aware of. Not that I drive, but I know most of them. And this one is that it's illegal to splash mud onto an unsuspecting bus passenger.
As an unsuspecting bus passenger, you'd probably be fairly happy with that rule.
Yeah, $180 fine for doing that. And you don't want to be doing that anyway. It's a jerk move, but it's actually illegal.
The one that I found fascinating, because you sent through a few of these this morning, the two that I really found, not locking your car and or leaving the window open can get you fined, as would leaving the keys in the ignition.
Yeah, that's
now,
right.
If you're in regional Australia, not locking your car is your standard move. It's just, yeah.
I think the law is that if you're 3 metres or more away from your car, it has to be locked.
It has to be locked. Mm. So if you're carrying the groceries inside, make sure you lock it up on your way in and out. And the other one is you can't honk goodbye at someone. It's not allowed. It's inappropriate use of the car's warning system. Seriously.
Well, technically, yes.
Seriously, there should be a second option, like your standard horn, ba-bam, get out of the way, if you need it in case of emergency on the road. There should be a second horn in your car, which is just a little beep-beep, because, yeah.
So you want a happy horn?
I want a happy horn so that you can actually say goodbye to someone without waking up the neighbours.
Maybe get onto some car manufacturers and see if there's any merit.
Tell you what, Elon Musk will put it in the Tesla, I guarantee it. Trying to be a little bit enlightened this morning. Now, after 7:30, Bianca Miller, Jamie Way in to talk all things Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two. Jamie, you've just stepped into the studio. Can you enlighten me with a random fact this
Yes,
morning?
Lee. Yes, I can. This enlightened thing is my jam. I love random facts. Did you know, Lee, that the soft drink Fanta, the popular orange soft drink, was invented by the Coca-Cola company so they could continue to sell drinks in Nazi Germany?
Ah. Why? So they could? Couldn't they sell?
Well, it would have been a PR disaster for Coca-Cola to be selling drinks to the enemy in quotation marks during World War II. So yeah, and they found Germans had a taste for the orange drink, and they still wanted to make money, which everyone does. So yeah,
fair enough. Look, I'd put you in the running for enlightened, but I'm not going to.
I'm already well enlightened enough.
13:27:10 is the number. Good morning. Who have I got?
Wayne.
Wayne, do you reckon you can enlighten me this morning?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, what's your random fact? I love a good random fact, Wayne.
Did you know that if you get a fly and rip its wings off, they change names?
What do they call it?
They call it a walk.
Oh! That was so terrible, Wayne. But look, you're in the running to get along to enlighten, and I do appreciate a bad dad joke. So you are doubly in the running, if that is such a thing.
No worries. Cheers, mate.
And you're going to have a great time if you get over to Canberra as well. EnlightenCanberra.com is where you can go for all the tickets, all the details. The program's just spectacular. They've got the night noodle markets, of course, the illuminations every evening around the Parliamentary Triangle, Symphony in the Park on the 11th of March, Canberra Day celebration, Skyfire on the 17th, the Balloon Spectacular. It is all happening in Canberra. EnlightenCanberra.com. And on Friday, someone going to be winning their way there. Standing behind the desks at our studios here, as opposed to what we were using up on Lake Albert Road, you can adjust them. So you stand up behind them or you sit down behind them, which is really cool and innovative and all of that sort of thing. Well, a study's just been done at Curtin University, though, saying that it might not be all that it's cracked up to be. Now, despite there's been a lot of studying done into workplaces and what's the best way for your workers to work, whether it's standing, whether it's sitting, and sitting is apparently causing us to gain weight and have less health. But as anyone who's worked in retail will tell you, standing up for sort of 8 hours at a time isn't exactly ideal either. Well, Curtin University has gone into some offices and kept an eye on 20 adults who were performing a couple of hours of standing computer work and find out how it all went on. And what they found was that discomfort significantly increased in all body areas, and reaction time and mental state deteriorated over the course of 2 hours from people getting muscle fatigue and a bit of lower limb swelling, and the movement was not as great. However, it did help your creative problem solving. So if you're standing behind a desk today, or if you're sitting behind a desk today, Most of the advice these days tends to be that you do a bit of both. So if you're sitting down for a fair chunk of the day, get up and move around. Have 5 minutes. Tell your boss that it's worthwhile. If you're standing behind a desk today, look, just take a load off every now and then. Sit back, relax, enjoy the day, and don't do too much work. Apparently, the APA, Australian Physiotherapy Association, is basically saying that too much of either, not great for you. The body doesn't like to be in one spot. Think about what you do on a weekend and maybe do that. Maybe get up and have a bit of a jive to the Rolling Stones. This is Satisfaction.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.